Anyway, I was wondering tonight if anybody can relate to maybe having lost something at one time. Did anybody here ever lose something at one time? Yeah. You know, we lost something and you know, sometimes it's, oh well, it doesn't really matter that much because it's not that big of a deal. But wow, sometimes we lose something that is like, we gotta find this. Like car keys or something. Because you know, that whole big car, it can't go anywhere without the keys. And wow, especially if you're far from home and you lost your only set of car keys, that can be a little unnerving. And you know, we get the whole family involved in starting to look for these car keys, and everybody starts trying to remember, well, where could have we lost them? So have you ever lost something of great value that you really liked? Something very special? Something valuable that meant a lot to you? Maybe your grandpa gave you a pocket knife for your 8th birthday. And oh, you just loved to play with that pocket knife and carve and whittle some sticks and go out into the meadow and down by the creek. And one day you come back and you reach in your pocket for your beloved pocket knife and it's not there. Oh, sinking feeling. Tell me, what did you ever lose? Anybody want to tell me, what did you ever lose? Yeah.
I lost my wallet for several days, and that was really.
Wow, I guess too. But you found it?
I did.
Wow, good, good. All right, anybody else want to tell us what they lost? Maybe even somebody that's 12 or younger. Did you ever lose something? Anybody want to tell us what you lost? And did you find it? Do we have any good finders here tonight? People that can find stuff. You know, that's how my wife is. Everything I lose, I ask her. And you know what? So many times she can tell me, oh, I'll bet I know right where it is, and she'll pick it up. And you know, sometimes it's in that same spot I was looking. But I couldn't see it. Oh, it's so embarrassing. She says it was right before your eyes. Well, tonight I need two volunteers, and tonight we'll drop the age down younger because it's going to be hunting for a lost item here tonight. I'll show you shortly what we're looking for. And maybe we could start with, say, age 5 or 6, 7. I was going to call on a volunteer, but now he's not here tonight, so he's really missing out. This is really special. I am so glad all you children are here with your parents. So I want two volunteers to help me find something. Oh, this is what you're looking for. You're looking for a lost coin. Yeah, who wants to come and help find a lost coin? There's Tommy. Yes, come on up here. All right, good. Great. We're going to look for this lost coin and we're going to find it. I'm not going to give you this one. This one's too easy. But we have some hidden here in the tent and you can find it for us. Hey, we need another volunteer though. Anybody else want to come help us? All right, very good. All right. This is Tommy, and what's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler.
Last year.
You were here last year, and you helped me last year. Good. All right, Tyler. Okay. Now, before you go hunting for that, we're going to tell you a little bitty story about a woman who lost a coin. Ooh, things are clanking around in here. Yes. There was a woman that Jesus told a story about who had 10 pieces of coin like this, and she lost one. And when she couldn't find it, she was so sad and so desirous to find that one lost coin that she went and she got a broom or something to sweep the house with. And she got herself a candle and she lit that candle. So there you go. There's your candle. And she started looking everywhere for that lost coin. All right, young men, go find the lost coin. It's in this tent. And there's two of them, one for each of you. Okay. Now, let's see if you can find it. Shine your lights to light it up. Can we turn the big tent lights off? That'd be great. Let's turn the big tent lights off. Yeah. Okay. Tommy, you're pretty warm. You're pretty warm. There we go. Shine your light. Use your duster. Come on. Sweep the house. Tommy, you're getting cold. You're getting colder. Colder. That means it's not there. All right. Tyler's getting warmer. And he's getting warmer. Oh, Tyler's getting hot. Oh, he's really hot. Oop, now he's starting to get cooler. Oop. Ah, yes, sweet. Oh, Tommy, you're getting really hot. Oh, your feet must be burning. Where is it? Ooh, you're getting so hot. Oh, Tyler's really, really hot. Hey, his candle's almost lighting it up. Yes. Look right there. Under the chair, maybe. Sweep a little bit. See if you can find it. Sweep a little more under the chair. Yeah, sweep a little bit more. Shine your light bright. Ooh, use your hand. Rub around a little. See if you can find it. Oh, is it there? Ah. Somebody else found it and already ate it. Oh, my. Well, well, well. Look a little closer under that chair. I think you're right there. You may. Yes, you can keep the flashlight and the broom so you can help Mama clean. There you go. Well, now I'm really curious. Did you move a row of chairs, Jerry? Okay. Tommy, you're the hottest. Right here. Look, 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 look. Oh, if he moved a row of chairs, I don't know. Huh. Wow. Maybe I hit it too hard. But you know, that's how that lady had to do. She had to just keep being persistent. I don't know how long she had to look. Okay, so you pushed them a little bit. All right, maybe somebody stepped on it. And it got buried. Oh, my. I'll keep sweeping there. Well, you know what? There's another one hidden somewhere else if somebody wants to go look somewhere else. But, Tyler, it's right in that area. You just keep hunting. Tommy, you want to come up here and look for the other one? Come this way. We're getting warmer. Oh, we're getting warmer. Now, you stay for that one. That woman, she's in her house. I'll bet she turns stuff over. And now, you're getting a little bit cooler there. Now, oh, now you're getting hot. Oh, your feet are hot. Your feet are hot. Look. Look right at your feet. Look right over here. Oh. Look, look. Can you find it? Ah, you see it? He found it. Yes. Oh, good job, Tommy. All right. Now, we better go help Tyler. What do you think? Shall we go help Tyler? Oh, my. Good job, Tommy. Well, now, maybe I can't even find it. And I'm the one who hid it. Well, well, well. You know what? I don't have a candle. May I have your candle, Tommy? You know what? I might have to just do that. Call my wife. My, I didn't think I hit it that hard. Well, I'll bet that woman had to get down on her hands and knees. And she had to scrub and rub. Oh, and the dust was flying and she was sneezing and coughing. Ah, where is it? My, my, my. I was sure I could find it. Because I didn't hide it that hard. Well, 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 well. I don't think it was back that far.
Well, not my flashlight.
No, you can have your flashlight. Well, I tell you what now. I think we'll let the... What do you have around here? Raccoons?
You found it!
Oh, great! Way to go! All right. Hey, here's your brush. You can keep it. Now, the lights are coming on. Now here, you have one more thing to get yet. You see, the woman had 10 coins and she lost one. So there's 9 in here. And now you put that other one in there, and then you have all 10. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Tyler. And you can keep the flashlight and the broom and the candle.
Well, don't turn it off.
Should I turn it off? There we go. Now, here's a bag for you. And you want to put your other one in there, too? Now we have all 10 pieces. Good job. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Wow, can you just hear that sound going up when you're looking for that part that you lost? And somebody cries out from the other room, I found it! And we all say, oh, good! So tonight, all the children who are old enough to walk, and the mamas want to carry some up, I don't mind. Everybody age 15 and under, come on up, get your coins. Come on up and get your coins. Yes, come right this way and get your coins. Come quick and get your coins.
Can I get some for my brother?
Yeah, get some for your brother. Get some for your mother, your uncle, your aunt, your grandma. Come and get your coins.
Thank you.
You are welcome. There you go. You are so welcome. You mean we're all done already? Well, I think there's some left yet. Here you go. Catch them. I think you need a little more further back. Yeah. You're going to chase this preacher out of here. Oh, my. Did y'all get some? You have enough over here? Jerry needs a couple more there. Make sure the preacher gets some. All right. Well, hey, we may as well empty him out, don't you think? We're done. Oh. I hope I didn't hurt anybody. Did somebody get hit pretty hard here? I'm sorry. It had a little more fling than I thought it would. Yes, okay. Hey, let's not let too many for the raccoons and the possums. I don't know if this front row all got enough. Okay. Very good. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. You know, God's people can have some enjoyment, and we can have some fun together that is a blessing and illustrates a beautiful lesson from Scripture. I just am so grateful to be here and share with you all again tonight.